Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about freedom. For so many years, being self-employed, I had the freedom to go do pretty much anything I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. Because I didn't have a 9-to-5 job. Yes, I needed to show up when I had my clients' appointments, and there were other meetings that I would take part in, but basically my days were my own. And one of the things that I learned while I was in that shelter was about loss of freedom. Because during my days, well, 3 days a week, I was taking a training up until, 2:30 or so. And I get back there to the shelter about 3 o'clock. They had day room open. And that's where they played a lot of Christian movies and the news, neither of which I was interested in. So I spent my time doing puzzles. But after that, we needed to go to chapel and listen to all this Christian stuff, and then we had to go eat dinner. Sometimes it was good, sometimes it was slop. And then we had to have our showers, and then we had some downtime. I would read during that time or talk to some of my acquaintances over there. And then it was bedtime. So the evenings were not my own, and my evenings are really important to me because that's when I would go to my temple services on Fridays. It is when I would go to my Toastmasters meeting on Wednesday evenings. And during the days, I would go to seminars over at Torrance Memorial Hospital, generally on addictions, which I could have still done, but it was a little bit of a ride. And, you know, when you're kind of out of the way and you don't have a lot of money, you don't really want to spend the gas to go there. So I didn't take part. But now that I'm back in San Pedro, it's a 10-15 minute ride. It's not that big a deal. And just getting my life back and being free to do the things I want to do, not being awakened at 6:15 on the weekdays and 6:45 on the weekends, and being basically given a prayer, or actually they called it devotion. So there was some religious teaching, and then there was a prayer, and then you go to breakfast, and you're kicked out for the day. It was lovely. But this is the thing. I got my freedom back, and I'm going to start going back to my temple services and going back to my Toastmasters meeting and doing the things that are important to me. Because this is the thing. One needs to have the freedom to be who they are and do the things that are important to them. It's really important for your mental health. And if you're in a situation where you're not allowed to do that, and I'm talking more about people who are in relationships that don't support you and the things that are important to you, or you feel you're not worthy of these things, I want you to think again. There's a reason why doing certain things in your life is really important, and there's reasons why when you're forced to do things that just don't go with your values and beliefs that you feel uncomfortable with them. And I want you to pay attention to those cues. That's your unconscious mind talking to you, telling you that shifts and changes need to be done so that you can feel good about the way you're spending your life. Because honestly, the only thing we have is time. How you spend your time, with what you're doing, how you're doing it, with whom you're doing it, and the reasons why you're doing it, that's what matters. And that's what amounts to a really full fulfilled life. So if you have any of those warnings coming up where you're feeling uncomfortable or you're feeling forced to do stuff that you don't want to be doing, figure out a way to find someone to help you to shift it. And I'll tell you, the lady who helped me find this housing that I'm in right now, in this really beautiful apartment, that's exactly what I told her. I said, you got to get me the hell out of that place because I cannot stand this chapel thing anymore. It is against everything I believe, and I just need to get back to my own people. People who know how to think critically and are out there doing really good things in the world. And you know what? She did it. In a matter of a week and a half, I was very lucky because there's some people who have been waiting years to find appropriate housing. But again, when you keep things in your mind that are really important to you, the opportunities will show up in ways that are amazing. Miraculous, really. So I want you to really be in touch with those things that really matter and to keep the freedoms you need to do those things that are important to you. And if you have people in your life who are telling you you're crazy or telling you that you want too much or you have too high expectations, let me tell you something. Yeah, when you want to live a life the way that you want to live it, sometimes there's hard times to go through, but I'll tell you this too. I know plenty of people who had jobs who are laid off right in their 50s or they're sending their kids to college and they've lost their homes, they've lost all kinds of things. So it's really not a matter of that. It's a matter of you keeping true to you. So long as you're doing something of value in this world, that's all that really truly matters. Keep yourself focused on your heart and your soul. Let them guide you. And regardless of the hard times that come by, you'll do fine. Absolutely fine. When you least expect it. As always, thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.